This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, 7:48 in the AM. I'm Chuang, joined by Sharit Abdullah and Lin Mark. Now, we turn our eyeballs back home into the local market, and we know that the Minister of Economic Affairs, Dato Sri Azmin Ali, has tabled the FELDA white paper in Parliament yesterday. White paper was titled Towards a Sustainable FELDA, sheds light on FELDA's current financial standing, past acts of malpractice, a transformation scheme and a turnaround plan. The government has committed to provide 6.2 billion ringgit in financial aid in the form of government guarantees, loans and grants to save FELDA.
Now let's take a look at FELDA's current financial standing, which was revealed in the white paper. Now their cash balance has depleted to 35 million ringgit as of the 9th of May 2018. Now this is compared to 400 million ringgit at the end of 2017. Its cash averaged 2.5 billion ringgit between 2007 and 2011 when it was still profitable. During the period of the same period, 2007 to 2011, their net profit was between 200 million ringgit and 1.1 billion ringgit annually. In 2017, they recorded a net loss of nearly 5 billion ringgit.
Now, with regards to liabilities, now FELDA's liabilities ballooned up to over 14 billion ringgit in 2017 from the 1.2 billion ringgit in 2007. So that's about 84% of the liabilities of FELDA Group's asset, 16% comprising outstanding payment to creditors as well as liabilities for the replanting activities. So FELDA's financing costs swelled to, you know, an average about 260 million ringgit during that period of 2009-2017, so compared to the 3 million ringgit in the year of 2007 and 2008.
Yeah, so from cash cow to basket case in the space of just 7 years. I think the FGV, which is the listed arm of FELDA, came out the same year that Facebook did, right? And Facebook has gone on by leaps and bounds four or five times. In fact, they were in the top 10 of largest IPOs that year. And FELDA Global has just gone down the doldrums. I mean, now, at one point in time, they had 6.5 billion ringgit of cash on the balance sheet, thanks to the IPO. Now they've got 35 million ringgit. Sorry, that's at FELDA level, but that's still huge. And 35 million ringgit versus debts of 7 billion ringgit, that is just humongous, right? So I guess an indication of where some of this money went, some of the questionable deals. Now, this white paper has showed that some of the transactions have been really ridiculous. For example, it paid 505 million US dollars for 33% of Eagle High. They bought in from Rajawali in 2015, right? And this was a deal that was originally rejected by FELDA Global Ventures on the advice of its advisors at the time because it was overpriced and poorly qualitatively speaking, right? So what did they do? The brokers at the time took the deal away from FELDA Global Ventures, put it in front of FELDA Holdings, which is the parents of FELDA Global Ventures, and they just pushed it through. So FELDA paid 505 million US dollars to buy 30-odd% stake in Eagle High from Rajawali. Who owns Rajawali? A certain Tan Sri Peter Sondag, who's also a close buddy of guess who? The former Prime Minister, Najib Razak.
Yeah, so the Eagle High purchase was in April of 2017, and I think the purchase price was inflated at about 300%. So the actual valuation of the stake was only about $114 million. So as you said, it purchased for about $505 million.
Yeah, one thing to also note is that when this deal was originally put forward to FELDA Global Ventures, 30% of the transaction price was spent as a deposit up front without anything being signed. So you can imagine what kind of shenanigans took place.
No, now besides that as well, I mean, there's also the purchase of the London Hotel for £60 million, which is 321 ringgit. That is back in 2014. And in reality, the hotel was purchased for about £46 million, which is 246 million. So the remaining £40 million was for the benefit of, you know, as we all probably could guess, a certain individual through a structured design to make it appear is as though FIC paid £60 million for the hotel.
Yeah, so there were a bunch of other transactions as well. The Grand Plaza Service Apartment, so that saw 76 million ringgit go missing. Vertical City, so they risked 1.5 billion in losses. Grand Felder House, Dataran Aras, FELDA Wellness, as well as Grand Borneo. And Grand Borneo was, of course, a debt-ridden and loss-making hotel, which FELDA then purchased.
And, of course, apartments in Bayswater in London as well. So a lot of nice apartments. And I think they also bought stuff in KK as well. So obviously, now we've got the taxpayer come up with 6.2 billion ringgit to resuscitate and bail out FELDA. Now, where's this money going to go to? Well, a third of it is going to go to loans restructuring and asset rationalisation. So here's the Minister for Economic Affairs, Azmin.
Kita sedang mengenal pasti dan juga telah mengenal pasti beberapa aset yang tidak strategik, ya, yang ada potensi untuk dicairkan. Kerana keutamaan Felda hari ini ialah untuk meningkatkan aliran tunai dan memperkukuhkan kedudukan keuangan dan mengurangkan borrowings ataupun pinjaman yang amat membebankan Felda. Sebagai contoh, saya sebut tadi dalam pembentangan pada tahun lepas sahaja, Felda terpaksa melunaskan 1.4 bilion ringgit pinjaman kepada institusi keuangan. Pada tahun ini, kita terpaksa membayar sebanyak 2.5 bilion ringgit sehingga hujung tahun 2019. Kedudukan ini tidak membolehkan Felda untuk maju ke hadapan. Sebab itu kita telah antara cadangan kita pada kerajaan, dan saya ucap terima kasih kepada Perdana Menteri yang telah bersetuju untuk memberikan jaminan kerajaan bagi kita menstrukturkan semula pinjaman dengan institusi keuangan.
So that was Economic Affairs Minister Datuk Sri Muhammad Azmin Ali. And as he said, Felda's debt repayment is seen to be at 2.5 billion ringgit this year if loans are not restructured. Now, the government is going to guarantee Felda's loans in the restructuring process. So it's going to restructure Felda is going to restructure its principal payment by postponing repayments of loans amounting to 2 billion ringgit in 2019. And the loan balance of some 9 billion ringgit scheduled for repayments is starting from 2020 to 2028.
Yeah, at the same time, I think this restructuring is also going to look at waiving some of the settlers' debt as well as interest payment. It's going to come up to about 2 billion ringgit. So in 2017, settlers' debt soared to nearly about 8 billion ringgit, where the government is now going to allocate about 2 billion ringgit to restructure these loans and erase interest on settlers' debt under the living expenses loan. So this is going to lift up some of the burdens that settlers are facing at the moment.
And about a quarter of a billion ringgit from the 6.2 billion will go towards construction of about 5,000 houses for second generation settlers, and also going to be some diversification, smart farming initiatives in order to reduce reliance on palm oil. The government is allocating 1 billion ringgit over the 4-year period to encourage farmers to diversify into various agriculture and cattle industries. So I think the big question is the 6.2 billion ringgit. Where's it going to come from? Who's going to fund this bailout?
Yeah.
Right?
Considering that they have just recently took over some of the assets of Tabung Haji as well, and that costs money.
Right. So we've had one MDB, and that's a 42 billion ringgit hole, which we're still trying to fill. We've got Tabung Haji, which we're now filling. And now we've got Felda. So you can imagine the magnitude of the problems being faced by this fresh government. I wonder where this 6.2 billion ringgit is going to come from. Honestly, right? A lot of it is upfront payments.
It is. It's ultimately, though, going to be coming from our pockets. Now, of course, we can't also talk about the reforms of Felda without addressing problems with FGV. So yesterday, FGV's share price rose 3% to close at 1 ringgit 30. It is 33.6% owned by Felda. It was publicly listed in 2012 to a lot of fanfare. But there's been several issues surrounding FGV since, so such as poor investments, leadership scandals, as well as some very questionable land lease agreements. So the white paper revealed that about 1.4 billion ringgit of the 10 odd billion ringgit generated from the listing of FGV holdings was spent on so-called shady transactions. Apparently, Datuk Sri Najib Razak used 2.7 billion ringgit from Felda to buy support in GE as well.
Now, according to this white paper, the former Prime Minister Najib Razak used 2.7 billion ringgit from Felda to buy support in the general elections. Now, the former chairman, of course, Tan Sri Isa Samad, also created conflicts of interest because he held positions in 20 other related subsidiaries, and most notably as Felda chairman, as FGV chairman, as FIC chairman. So he held chairmanships in all three entities, creating huge conflicts of interest, which means that as a result, you've seen huge losses in money.
Yeah, so yesterday we spoke about the police report filed by the Director General of Felda on Monday over the purchase of a stake in Eagle Hive Plantation. So Azmin Ali said that more police report will be lodged by Felda over the alleged mismanagement. So we have a clip on that.
Certainly there will be more police report to be lodged after this white paper. We will look at the findings of the audit report which was presented to us recently. And we will ensure that all those culprits to be brought to justice, and to ensure that no more abuse of power and mismanagement to take place in Felda.
That was Economic Affairs Minister Dato Sri Muhammad Azmin Ali. Okay, it is now 7:58 in the morning. We're going to be coming back with the news. And then after that, Wong Xiao Ning talks to Syed Yasser Arafat. He's the chief executive of Equinas, who talks on the 10th anniversary of the fund's founding and really how the fund will go forward in this era of really super private equity funds and how it's going to be benchmark its performance. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.